Thank you. Hello.
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 This
Hello.
Is Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo. Unfortunately, Mark Ruffalo has a lot of Comp 20 homework tonight. So he's just going to be hanging out in our suite doing his homework. So he can't come tonight.
It's a pretty lame excuse.
So we're here filling in for him. I'm DJ Alex Trebek.
I'm DJ White Biscuit. Back again.
Rises from the dead. DJ White Biscuit.
Rises
World
like
War
a
Z.
Biscuit.
I can't remember what we decided what my DJ name was.
Sugar Spice?
Oh, DJ. I'm DJ Sugar and Spice.
You know what I like? I like DJ Spice and Sugar.
DJ
Spicy Sugar?
DJ Spice and Sugar.
Spice and Sugar.
Spice. Sugar spice. Cool no, I like Spice and Sugar.
Okay.
DJ, all right, so DJ Spice
I'll
and
Sugar. Try it out both ways.
Try it out. I'm DJ. I'm DJ Alex Trebek.
I'm DJ White Biscuit.
I'm a DJ. What is it now? Wait.
That's a terrible DJ.
You almost
name.
Got it. All right, ready?
I forgot it.
I'm DJ Alex Trebek.
I'm DJ White Biscuit again.
I'm DJ Spice and Sugar.
Great.
Well done.
So we're here today. So me and DJ Time Cop and DJ White Biscuit are the you know, rotating hosts of this show. Most of the time, it's
the
just
solid
me.
Solid foundation of the show is what I would consider myself.
Most of the
myself.
Time,
if you just
DJ White Biscuit, you know, he's a student.
Yeah, you know, we're all trying
we're
our
all,
best out there.
We're all just it's
all
okay.
Just trying to get
you
know? By.
Sometimes homework we is, don't sleep because we think there's going to be a snow day.
Everyone does homework the way that they do homework, and you can't really mess with that.
Thank you. It's my pre-prepared statement.
So. We decided to kind of, since there's normally only two of us here, and it's normally me and DJ Time Cop, we're going to do like a rotating DJ series, because we have a lot of friends who have a lot of cool music and a lot of funny jokes, and we're here to bring
they
you...
They definitely have cool music.
Cool music and funny jokes.
Damn it.
Yeah, so we were talking about zombies earlier. We'll probably talk about that later on. I guess we're going to play a song... Because I'm hungry.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Yay!
What New Year is it?
Oh, it's the year of the monkey.
Big deal?
Big deal. Big deal. Monkeys are supposed to be great. I don't remember what place they finished in line, but...
Let's go out and pick up some pets, kids.
Let's go,
yeah,
Bose.
If you don't eat any dumplings within the next hour, you won't turn older. Which... American people seem to think is a good thing, but you want to be old when you're Asian.
Thank you for that fun fact.
You're welcome.
How are you celebrating the New Year?
I'm here. It's right now.
You're live on the radio? Live on air?
My annual appearance.
On the Lunar New Year? Does Lunar New Year have any songs associated with it? Is that any part of the culture?
I can sing you the song that Korea made to declare a disputed island is theirs.
That sounds great.
Yes, please.
But, you know, I'll save it for later.
Do you want me to play it on YouTube?
Oh, yes.
What's it called?
Or DJ Sugar and Spice can sing it for us.
All right, DJ Spice and Sugar.
DJ in Sugar Spice.
DJ Spice and Sugar. DJ and Sugar Spice.
Spice and Sugar.
DJ Spice Sugar and.
Spice.
DJ and Spice Sugar.
Spice and DJ,
DJ
Sugar?
DJ Sugar, Sugar, Spice.
Okay, let's
DJ move. Spice, Spice, and Sugar, Sugar.
Yes.
We're going to play a song. This is Doyoung's song. Doyoung, tell us about this song.
Oh, I am like very inactive on the cool app, Symbol. And yesterday I was really feeling a song and I posted it. Not even yesterday, 5 days ago. Come on. I posted a song because I was really feeling it. Got no love, no likes.
What's your
it's called
Symbol handle?
Oh, my Symbol handle is Doobie, like what you think it would be.
So everyone who's listening tonight, at Doobie on Symbol.
On Symbol.
Instagram for music.
Tuff's hottest new app.
new.
And like this song by at Doobie. Not by at Doobie, posted by at Doobie. What's the song?
It's $150 / roll with it.
Okay, here's that. Bye. Who's it by?
Heat? I don't know.
Healy?
Healy? Okay. I didn't know that.
ain't wasting my time. Just roll up that green just to catch up on sleep. And we spent the whole semester up in the deep end. I know. In the deep end, I know. Small shit, take my mellow. My lucky charms ain't got enough marshmallows. And when you judge by a color, nobody knows greener meadows. I don't got much, but I roll with it. And all my good friends, they roll with me. And if you got a problem, take it up with me. Cause talk behind my back, I can't roll with you. If your boys got beef, we can roll with it. In the club or the street, we can roll with it. It don't make me none, blow for blow with it. Crack his head with a gun, I'ma show it. Juice got weed, juice got pills. Juice got their work on the corner cutting deals. Juice know you haters at the snitching ain't for real. So Juice got some game killers down for the kill. But Juice know the feds got surveillance on the field. We never had a job, but we sitting on a mill. We ball out in the club with our kids staying trip. We never wrote a check, just in big face bills. Where I play it, drinking makeup, maca, cranberry vodka. When I mean good, that's furry as Chewbacca. I see a main girl and a player had to stop her. Her name wasn't Silk, but her face was the shocker. The fans taking pictures of us ballin', but I got him. 7 foot a hole for his body, we gon' drop him. Always on the grind, we be watching when they watch it. And when they turn it back, it's that clicker, clicker, rock em, yeah. I don't got much, but I roll with it. And all my good friends, they roll with me. Got a problem, take it up with me. Cause talk behind my back, I can't roll with you. Boys got beef, we can roll with it. In the club or the street, we can roll with it. It don't make me none, blow for blow with it. Crack his head with a gun, I'm a show.
Running off after, never relax when lashing. Different than the last one, so let's see. Chocolate dip, nuts, I'm Nestle. Milk, word wrestling, federation built. Y'all are complacent, still display some skill. My word placement, first place it, not a verse basic. My complex is complex, balance in check. No comment with comparable talents as yet. There's always a verse, yet there's always a verse. And always it hurts, so they always disperse. Tales tucked, who, why, when, where, what, and how. Sorry, but not with that style. I'm fond of funneling these tactics tacked down. Until they tapped out, put that down, cause I put that down. Yeah, I do that there, why you act scared? Talking about who that there, I knock them out. If you ain't ship shape, keep your shit shut. For my shift shape, leave the shit shut. Close up, sucker, get your pose up. You hold down, what's a hold up, huh?
Something you do when you're fire resistant. An ion intrinsic, instantaneous to lenses. Diablo, domino effect, wobble, stumble. Trying to follow, ask Paulo, Dumbo. Need a model? Tadual, salt, silicone, reverberate with real tones. Feel it home till it hurt deep in your bones. I mean, really drill it home till you're in the zone.
We put in the work to make your body jerk. We won't shirk the duty of making you shake the gluteus maximus. Yeah, that's what's up. The music is moving, you need to be catching up. Classical massacres occurs in a flash of blur. Smashing our hymn of them when we clash with words. Adrenaline rush, shatter you fragile gentlemen when I hit them up with agile style. Venom and change the game like two waves did pages. And Tupac did before the plagiarist came. Swore twing around, we not horsing. I'ma do mine, you do your thing. Hieroglyphics is monolithic, chronicling our careening on a collision course to contradiction. God is listening. We collage in the lodge with the touch of a brush to paint this picture. I'm heartfelt with the texture of velvet. My art propelling the wax start melting. We making a matrix break to this and motivating to shake complacentness. Midst of many maneuvers, we get blitzed in the groove as deep as it gets to reap benefits from Oakland to Brooklyn. The language spoken, broken and crooked. You know how we do it.
Something you do when you're fire resistant. An ion intrinsic, instantaneous. It's
of lenses. Diablo, domino effect, wobble, stumble, trying to follow, ask Paulo, Dumbo. Need a model? Taj will soft silicone, reverberate with real tones. Feel it home till it hurt deep in your bones. I mean really drill it home till you're in the zone.
Me. I'm up here. You want to harmonize?
Of course. Am I higher than that?
You can go lower. Ready?
You can't change it that much.
And the glasses exploded.
So, what was that second song? DJ White Biscuit?
Classic by Hieroglyphics. And Dell's coming to the Middle East May 6th. Woo! So wait for 12 hours till I've bought my ticket and then go buy your tickets.
So earlier on The Rock over here, we were talking about zombies. And I believe you had a question regarding the merits of the movie World War Z.
Well, it's more a problem with the whole like antidote for being a zombie thing. Is I feel like when people turn into zombies, they lose a lot of flesh, like an arm or a leg or whatever, sometimes like a lung. But does that get better when they get turned back into humans? We never see that.
Maybe the ones that have lost too much just
like
don't
fall
get
over.
Healed. They just die.
So what you're saying is they've skirted, when there's a zombie epidemic.
Yeah.
And I guess assuming these zombies aren't rising from the dead. Because, like, I feel like when someone's already dead and then they become a zombie...
Do they still have, like, human rights?
No, you just stab that zombie with a wooden stick.
Why a wooden stake?
Because that's how you kill a zombie. Yeah, wooden stake to the heart. So, if a zombie epidemic happens where people who are living around, walking around, get bitten, then they turn into zombies, like in the movie World War Z.
Don't they, like, fall apart afterwards? Isn't that how that works?
I'm not really sure. Let me look it up.
Yeah, and then they're like flesh rots.
Google search.
Okay, but I think like since now, today, 2016, February 8th, 2016, but actually before that, scientists grew flesh in the laboratory. So I feel like when the zombie epidemic happens,
but
science
are we ready
will
for,
have
like,
developed
large scale
far
application
enough
of that
to have like medicine that grows flesh.
Yeah, but like
it's
this movie
like
takes place
theoretically
question. Modern day.
Okay, but like theoretically modern
it's like
day,
morals,
maybe we're there and they just haven't presented it to us yet.
It's a shot. It's like they work up like a vial of this shit.
We definitely could be there right now scientifically. If the survival of humanity comes down to it, they could do it.
I have a picture. Here's a World War Z zombie.
Yeah, so
right.
I don't think our listeners can see that.
All right, so this picture is on... one sec, I'll pull you up the URL. http://redringsofredemption.files.wordpress.com/2014/02/worldwarz.jpg, and there are hyphens in between the words world, war, and z, and then .jpg.
JPEG's a great way to store an image. I love it.
So this zombie doesn't necessarily look like their flesh is decayed, just bloodless. And like rashy and thin and frail.
Well, we've all been there.
Does that mean like as though they're like they're dead? Yeah,
they're dead.
They
right?
just die.
You
like,
can't
when
just
you
like
become
bring
zombies,
them back to life.
You're just dead bodies. So you have to
another
die.
Another question.
I'm sure
another
one
question
of our listeners knows.
Is
wait right?
To a certain extent, do zombies stop recomposing? Decomposing?
Recomposing.
So, like, let's say
recompose. I like that
term.
Let's say a person becomes a zombie, right?
Yeah.
They decompose really quick at first. You feel like 5 minutes after they're out of the ground, they're like, flesh is hanging off. But then they kind of stop decomposing and they kind of like maintain a certain.
Sometimes I think
maybe
it's
that's
like
because eating brains
purely
helps.
For theatrical.
Sure,
pursuits.
Sure.
I think like, that, I think. Do you I don't think it like, has anything to do with theatrical anything.
If
do you
was
think their
to decay
people, has?
Decay.
Do you think their decay has a half life?
What does that mean?
Like it, you know,
like uranium.
Like it's it gets exponentially slower.
Oh, good one.
So like,
wait, that's a good one.
Yeah,
I love it.
So like, it's not necessarily done.
Wait, but that means like, if
it's just
if eating humans is like their fuel.
Sure.
That keeps them from dying.
Or is it a hobby?
If they just stop eating humans, then they'll like start dying again. So I feel like to stop decomposing, you just eat humans. Because really, their first taste of human is after they've already decomposed a lot. So there's no turning back. But like...
it's the new summer diet, right?
Yeah, odds are you do that.
1 in 12.
3, 2, 1,
9.
Aww.
Bummer.
It's a close one.
That would have been the worst evidence to bring up in case. I would have stood no chance in court.
So another thing we were talking about is the idea of a flute-playing rapper.
Hello?
Can you hear me? And like how cool it would be if like a rapper was like doing a performance and like laid down a drum track and then had a looper pedal and just like played a really sick flute line and then rapped over it. And just like kind of like that was how their songs operated. So I Googled flute playing rapper and I got this rapper named Lizzo. She's from England, I think.
Oh, I thought you said Rizzo.
Lizzo with an L.
Back to Greece.
L-I-Z-Z-O. And she performed, I guess, she got a write-up in this independent.co.uk/news/people. You know, you got the drill. And so there's a little write-up about her, and it says that she completed a classical flute degree at the University of Houston and rejected a scholarship at the Paris Conservatory.
Ooh.
Duyun, you're our flute playing expert. Does that mean anything?
Translate
that
to
us. Yeah, it means a lot. It's exactly how it sounds. Ooh.
So she's really good at flute, apparently. So I'm interested to see what she does with rapping. So I'm not going to play her song right now because I have to take a little bit of time to load up the right song. But what I do have queued up is a song that I first listened to when I was Spotify searching for Sunday Candy.
Ooh, good
by
song.
Chance the Rapper. And I played it, right? It was the first option. And then the second option was a song called Sunday by Honey, spelled H-N-N-Y. Cool. So this is the song that played then, and it's called Sunday, and it's by Honey, and it's dope. And then after that, I'm going to play Lizzo.
Actually, though, my brother tried to be both a rapper and a flute player.
No way.
and you're a supportive
both
sister.
Things. He was bad at both things.
He was bad
things.
At both things. Yeah. At the same time or at different times?
At the same time. At,
interesting.
Like,
that's impressive
year,
to be bad at both at the same time.
Senior year of high school,
time.
He was still doing the flute thing, I think.
Like in band?
No, privately.
Cool.
And then he tried to produce rap music with his friends.
But
so.
Did the two ever come together?
Oh, no.
Interesting. That might have been his
maybe
thing.
Maybe he would have been the new...
Double negative. You could have been the new Lizzo.
Yeah.
Or the first Lizzo.
Wow.
Lizzo before Lizzo.
The pre-Lizzo. Whoa.
How old is your brother?
21.
Lizzo age. Let's see if Lizzo age gets me. 27 years.
Oh. Lizzo was probably around before...
yeah, but if your brother got pretty good, I don't know. Anyway, this is Sunday by Honey.
Thank you.
So that was Let 'Em Say by Lizzo, who we thought was a flute-playing rapper, but...
Maybe she plays flute on the side.
Maybe she's just like a flute player and a rapper.
It's not a hard instrument to pick up, really, so I wouldn't be surprised if it was her like side hobby that she was mildly known for.
Yeah, we were hoping that she would play flute.
She was
flute.
So good. She got into the woo!
The Paris Conservatory.
Oh, yeah!
It was no side act.
So, DJ Spice and Sugar, you had something to share with the viewers?
Oh, I thought we would do some bonding activities. Can you tell I hung out with Molly today? and so, me and Molly played this really fun game last weekend at Winter Ball. Yeah, 2 days ago.
time flies.
And we shared a big secret with each other. So here's mine, broadcasted to you, thousands of listeners,
live on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
When I was a prospy, I visited here and I stayed with Danielle Mulligan, who still goes here. Shout out to Danielle.
That's not her real name.
That's a pseudonym, or that's not what a pseudonym means. Alias, whatever. Anyway. But she was really busy, so she passed me along to her hallmate, who...
Really?
On
Jumbo Days?
Unnamed.
That's... No, it was on Voices, so it was like the ethnic thing.
That's a savage move.
So she passed me along to her hallmate in Tilton, actually. And that's the night that I lost my virginity to him.
Round of applause for Duyan.
That's where you heard it first.
As a prospy here at Tufts.
You go next. I'm still trying to decide what to say. What to confess.
I'm just
it's Bruno's Wilder brother, too.
Okay.
No
allegedly.
Intention. That's his...
So, Duyan shared, I guess, her biggest secret. And I'm going to share my biggest fear. Snakes.
I thought you were going to say something deep.
Terrified of snakes. They don't have legs, and it freaks me out.
My biggest fear is dying alone or something, you know?
No, snakes.
I was about to say growing old and living alone.
No.
That's similar.
If
we lived in Korea, you would never die alone when you're old, because your children would have to take you in.
I'm
cultural
to like
demands.
300 or 400, though. So these kids aren't going to be around.
Just always be having kids.
I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that. Constantly have kids. Like, age 150, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to produce that anymore.
Freeze your sperm.
Better get going now. 300 years worth of sperm.
I'm sure you can produce enough to do it.
Thanks for the confidence, Do-Yan.
Okay, what did you want to share, Ian?
Oh. Well, I'm not sure if any of you saw me at Winter Ball. I had a great time.
I wasn't there.
But there was a 30-minute period where I was just walking in circles. So
no way.
If you saw that and you thought you were imagining it, you saw me over and over again, that was absolutely true.
Why? Why didn't you just hang out by the quesadilla bar? It was so good.
There was a quesadilla bar?
Yeah, and there was like a candy.
That's what he was looking for it.
I was looking for these fabled quesadillas.
And the women were like passing around taquitos and like spring rolls on trays.
Dang.
And like, I did get a little
fried
macaroni
ball. They kept bringing out fresh pizza with melted cheese and just stuff it in your mouth.
Winter ball.
And that sounds here good. I was exercising.
Do you guys have any shout-outs? I know we have some friends listening in tonight.
Do we?
We have friends and people listening
in
tonight?
I think Julia said she was listening.
Hey, Julia.
Hello, Julia. Maybe if Julia's listening, Maya's listening.
Oh. So maybe if Maya's listening and Julia's listening, Jesse's listening.
Wow.
I remembered her name.
Maybe if Maya and Julia and Jesse are listening, then Katya's listening.
None of these are real
names. I don't
know
the rest of them.
Think that if Julia and Maya and Jesse and Katya are listening, then Brooke is probably listening.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're all just listening.
I knew that. Wait, there's another one.
No.
1, 2, 3, 4 singles.
If there is another one.
Oh, there is another one. Alana.
Okay.
So, all right. If Maya and Julia and Jesse and Katya and Brooke are listening, then Alana's listening. So, shout out to all of them.
Also, maybe your one more is listening. Why did I say that?
Are you referring to Grace Keener?
I was thinking of Noah Cutler.
I was thinking of Noah Cutler, too. I'm sorry, Grace.
No, Noah Cutler... Maybe listening for sure.
Hey Noah.
He said he might call in, so we might hear from him later.
I met him as
cool guy.
Cohen Nutler.
DJ Calm Top.
Cohen Nutler.
But also Grace Keener.
Yeah,
roommate
Grace.
Numero dos. Is listening.
I am your second and blessing for skipping class, Grace. Hello.
Yes, Do-Yan, who gave Grace her blessing on skipping class the other day.
Second blessing.
Ian.
These are all not real names, by the way. We've invented them to protect the identities.
So I visited Grace last weekend. Nice long flight I had on the way down.
Really
great experience, but worth it in the end, I guess.
Great and worth it. That's
a
good.
Great time.
Yeah, your flight that was supposed to leave at 3 left at 9 p.m. 8 p.m.?
8 p.m.
Did it do that thing where it like only moves it back 1 hour at a time, though?
Yes!
It can't go anywhere?
Yes, it totally did. I got to the flight.
The worst.
Sat down at the gate, and it said, on time. And I was like, great. Logan, like, you're on top of it today, man. Like, it's snowing out, and I'm going to leave on time. I feel good about this. And then, like, it's like past boarding time, and they're like, hey, I have an announcement. The plane next to us had just announced a 2-hour delay. And so we were all just like, whew. And then they go on the announcer and they're just like, hey, we're 12th in line for de-icing and they're de-icing one plane at a time right now. And it seems to be going by at a plane every half hour.
Oh.
We're working on this. Going to be at least an hour. And we're all doing the math and we're like,
yep,
that is 6 hours. Like, I'm not about to.
At least an hour.
And
definitely.
They're like, we can let you know in 1 hour what's going on. And then an hour later, she's like, you know. It's going to be another hour. Just talk to the guy on the deck. We're 9th in line. We're like, all right, that's okay. We're going a little bit ahead of schedule. And then she comes on. She says, all right, like...
10th in line.
I'm going to take a bathroom break. I'm just going to run to the bathroom really quick. I'll be back in a sec to answer your questions.
Well,
she goes to the bathroom. And then she comes back. And like eventually we get on the flight.
But the plane was still iced.
Yeah. And
so
then
you
we
tried
had
to
go...
off and it just went...
No. We had to go to the de-icing.
Oh.
And anyway, I also had a lot of great fun visiting Grace. We watched Pirates of the Caribbean.
I sat on a plane for 3 hours after it had already been delayed 2 hours, and it never took off. I left before it did.
Would you guys indulge me for a second?
Sure.
And do a quick acapella version of the Pirates of the Caribbean theme song?
You're gonna have to start it off.
Great. So, you know, watch that movie. Today is our 3-year anniversary. So that's cool.
You
I guess.
Happy 3 years.
No, me. So anyway, shout out to Grace and Julia and all of her friends and Noah.
And my mom.
Yes.
And Duyan's mom. And Ian's mom?
Probably not.
All right. So here's a song, and then we're going to probably play a song from Duyan and a song from Ian.
You got what's mine?
Promise me one thing.
What's that?
You sure the girl doesn't get hurt?
If you play with fire, you just might get burnt.
Make up your heart. Don't know if you're happy, you're complaining. Don't want for us to win, where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Said you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? Y'all were protective when I'm leaving. Trying to compromise, but I can't win. You wanna make a point, but you keep preaching. You had me from the start, won't let this end. First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Make a love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know.
Trust me. Trust me. Take my hand.
Said you're running out of time, what do you mean?
Oh, baby.
Oh, oh, oh,
Better make up your mind. What do you mean?
That was Hello Goodbye by the Beatles. And before that, What Do You Mean by Justin Bieber. And I played the music video off YouTube because I couldn't find it on Spotify. I don't know why. I think it's because I didn't put a question mark at the end of What Do You Mean.
What do you mean?
As a statement.
But anyway, the video was kind of cool. And it's about that time of the hour where we're going to tell you about PSA.
I have managed to find a PSA today that doubles as what I think is the plot of The Revenant. When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products, such as toothpaste, in a bear-proof container. Your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at https.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. WMFO, we care about bears. And you.
I would like to make a PSA announcement. Oh. About...
A PSA about my PSA?
No. I want to make a PSA announcement. A public service announcement about ATM machines.
And PIN numbers.
And PIN numbers. And chai tea. All of it. It's just...
And TMI information.
TMI information. TGIF Friday.
R.I.P. in peace.
R.I.P. in peace. That's
Google
a good
Maps
one.
Maps.
Google.
Yeah.
It's an affliction.
You're right.
Google Maps
like
Maps.
Like the app, Google Maps, and then Maps on the app. So Google Maps, Maps.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, Google Maps, Maps. GPS system.
Ah.
Identification.
NBC channel. MLB baseball. That's a good one. That's a video game.
SNL NBA Saturday basketball? Night Live.
NBA basketball, MLB baseball. Madden football. Football. Anyway. Dion, you had a PPSA?
Oh.
A personal public service announcement?
So recently I've been thinking about oral hygiene a lot, and I was informed that people don't floss every day, and I think that's disgusting, and you need to floss every day, because think about all the stuff that goes in between your teeth. So, personal public service announcement.
Your teeth.
Okay. Well, think about... Just try flossing once. A, see how much crap comes out of there. B, taste the blood
the
that
rainbow.
your gums give you. Because you don't floss every day.
Taste the blood of your gums.
I have a personal tip, actually. I've had one piece of floss that I've just kept in my mouth since third grade. Just move that around with my tongue a couple times. Instant oral hygiene.
Just keep that sucker tucked away.
So clean.
Pull it out whenever you need. Instant freshen up.
Exactly.
Oh, I love the would you rather question. Give up cheese or give up
oral hygiene.
Classic joke.
I would give up oral hygiene.
Yeah, me too. I feel like I could maybe scrub my feet or scrub my teeth. Scrub my teeth with the cheese on the way down. So it's kind of like a win-win.
Yeah. No. Oral hygiene, I would give up cheese. But oral other thing, I would give up oral other thing.
Yeah, I would give up oral other thing. But I wouldn't give up oral hygiene.
Guess we'll just have to agree to disagree. Try and put floss on your crackers.
Try eating crackers without teeth.
Boom.
I'll just suck on them for a couple hours.
Let my saliva do the work.
All those enzymes.
Body works for
food.
Me.
Wow.
I already spit when I talk, so I produce enough saliva.
There's like medication for that.
I spout.
Yeah, it's cool though. I don't really like medication. I'm self-medicating. So I guess we're going to play a song from Ian, and then we're going to come back and we're going to say goodnight. But not yet. So Ian, what's this song called?
It's called Tiny Straws. Trini Straws.
It's called Trini Straws.
And it's by Woo Park. Soul Sextet out of Chicago.
It's off the album Smokes.
Thank you.
So
welcome back, sweet ears.
Hey, Julia.
Oh yeah. Hey, Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Way to listen to our whole show, right?
Yeah, thanks. We've shouted you out.
I'm sorry.
Like,
I didn't
mean
to sound so salty. I love you, Julia.
For our listeners of the entire show, like I know most of you are, would know that we gave Julia a shout out about, I don't know, 20 minutes ago.
And what a shout out.
I thought it was quite the shout out.
Phenomenal.
And 20 minutes ago was well past the halfway mark for our show.
Yeah, we gave her time.
Roughly 9 minutes past.
Roughly. So anyway, I guess we're doing a second-rate shout-out for Julia.
Yep.
Still a great friend.
A great friend, but not the best one right now.
You know, she's up there, top five.
I mean, better than Maya.
Absolutely.
Julia, you are better than Maya.
Better than
Jared.
Koa.
He's on this show. He's not even listening.
Are we going to list all the people not listening? Because
I was
like
going
a couple
to.
Ian's
more
mom.
Hours.
Ian's mom.
Where are you?